Денес зборуваме со кореографот на културно-уметничкото друштво Разиграна Македонка од Куимбиен, Дарко Андрески, кој од инспирација и од љубовта кон креативноста го користи македонскиот фолклор како поле за инвентивност и творештво. А што е најважно да ја задоволи публиката и да го задржи интересот кај играорците кога ќе се чувствуваат како лични собственици на она што го играат. Младиот кореограф на КУД Разиграна Македонка, Дарко Андрески, во разговор за SBS Македонски рече дека другарувањето во фолклорот е значајно, посебно за зближување со други млади и постари истомисленици од македонско потекло, влюбени во своето фолклорно наследство. Тоа, вели тој, ги инспирира играорците да разменуваат мислења, да стекнуваат долгогодишни пријателства. Дарко Андрески е страствен следбеник на фолклорот, но тој од Куимбиен дојде со свој бренд на фолклор, што тој го има поставено заедно со другите фолклористи во друштвото. Игра од 5-годишна возраст, ги знае кореографиите добро, но во последните десетина години, инспириран од новите кореографи на својот другар во друштвото и кој му послужил како појдовна точка за оригиналност, продолжи да создава свој македонски кореографи. Дарко Андрески е уметнички режисер во полето на дизајн со природна дарба за креативност. Тој вели македонскиот фолклор е отворен за преработка на повеќе начини, почнувајќи од песни, тонот, кореографијата, што тој тоа го гледа како повод за пошироки можности. Дарко Андрески вели, македонското кајне го е длабоко врежено низ годините и дека верзијата според неговите кореографи не сака да ја нарече модерна ниту пак современа, но дека неговата природа го поттикнува да создава нешто ново, да ја забавува публиката и да стекне уникатност меѓу останатите друштва. Дарко вели, ората мора да содржат така наречени традиционални елементи и дека новите кореографи всушност не се оддалечуваат премногу од коренот и дека е тоа интерпретација. Дарко Андрески, имавте настап неодамна во Мелбурн на фестивалот Масленица, Slavic Pancake Festival, патувавте од Куинбиен, во саботата вечерта имавте уште еден заеднички настап со играорците на КУД Тоше од Мелбурн. Колку е важно фолклорното другарување за вас и вашето друштво?
I think it's super important that we as Macedonians can come together throughout, you know, outside of Macedonia, within Australia, and share the love of the beautiful Macedonian folklore, the traditions, the dance, the singing, meet other like-minded, young and old dancers and people who are passionate about Macedonian folklore. And I think it also inspires, like, not only me as a choreographer, but also dancers. You make friendships, you exchange thoughts, you create long-lasting relationships.
Now you mentioned passion. It's great to share that passion that you feel for your folkloric dance. You're so passionate that you've actually decided you want to break away from the usual choreography that we see amongst all the other dance groups in the diaspora. You've created your own dancing. And can you tell us about that? Because that's very fascinating for me.
Sure. Okay, so I've been dancing since I was, what, I think 5. Mm-hmm. So I've gone through many years of dance and I've been exposed to many traditional forms of Macedonian dancing. But more so in the previous years, in the past 10 years, even my friend who was a choreographer before I was at KUD Razigrana Makedonka, he started creating some original work, which for me was very inspirational. So I've kind of picked up this originality. I'm an art director. I work in design for a living. So I think I've got a natural intent to be creative, to create. And
yes,
I feel like this is just another outlet for me personally to create. Because you can take Macedonian folk dance in so many different ways. There are so many elements from singing to moves to choreography. And I feel like there's opportunity there.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally, I'm going to try and take that opportunity.
Yeah.
But I do want to be clear that I think I'm so lucky to be Macedonian, to be exposed to this Macedonian folk dance, because it is such a big passion of mine. It's been ingrained in me for so long.
Yes.
I think that I don't want to call it modern or contemporary. I think Macedonian at its purest form, you know, whether you're dancing in a circle or the original choreographs and tanets, which are absolutely spectacular, are just as equally impressive as the original work someone might create. But I think, you know, me as a leader, as a choreographer within my group, yeah, I've got this just natural intent to create something different, to entertain the public, to be unique amongst all the other groups that we might be coming across, whether they're Macedonian or from the Balkans.
Yes, well, it's also, your interpretation of a particular dance, a particular song or a particular instrumental piece,
right.
Isn't it?
That's right. And generally, it's not just me as a choreographer. I mean, I'm a choreographer of the senior group, but I can see it in my friends who are choreographers of the middle group,
yes.
Vlatko, and the juniors.
Are they picking it up too? Are they taking, some time to do the same thing?
They definitely are. Not only with the senior group, as I said, with the intermediate group, Vlatko has the same kind of passion and the same kind of goal as I do. And so he likes to create original work as well. But, obviously inspired by, there's got to be a seed there. There's got to be some traditional element that we work with. And it's not too far from the original, whether it's step or music or choreography, but it's, as you said, an interpretation.
Дарко Андрески го прави истото што првите кореографи го правеле во раните почетоци на создавањето на танцовниот фолклор. Но тие оделе по селата, каде ората се играа во круг, со танчар и со кец, истражувајќи за животот на селаните, нотирајќи ги главните стапки, чекори и други карактеристики, и со богат ресур на снимен материјал ги создаваа ората, односно кореографиите, на кои и ден денес се восхитува публиката. Дарко вели, тој се обидува да го пренесе она чувство што тој го има и кое него го пали, за да го изведува орото онака како што го замислува и на начин на кој ќе ја држи публиката во место до крајот на настапот. Тој е длабоко посветен на тимската работа, соработка и размена, за да можат сите да го уживаат настапот истовремено.
No, that's right. And I'm not very technical in, with the music and the notes and the vocals or, the beats and that kind of thing. It's as I said, the creative spark, just a bit of an understanding being in it for so long. I think that generally it's still there. We are kind of doing the same thing as they were doing 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be trying to incorporate some singing, which you'd find in some choreographies, perhaps a story between a male lead and a female lead.
Yes.
There is some kind of basic elements we're still touching. We're just doing it possibly a bit differently, adding a bit of, spice or a bit of a fusion, if you may, mm-hmm. to what we do, to our choreography.
Now, how do the dancers take to these choreographies? How do they feel about the fact that, you're making it up fresh? It's original. How do they feel?
Well,
because they come across really well on stage.
To be honest, a lot of even our audiences and my dancers, for example, wouldn't really know the difference between what's an original choreography and something traditional.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've done traditional dances from Tanets in the past.
Yes.
So we all other groups from Macedonia. But what I try and tell my dancers is try to convey the same feeling that fuels my fire when I'm dancing, something original, something to entertain the public, to make them feel like it's theirs to own, to really enjoy the moment when you're presenting something of your own. Like I'm using a lot of because I do come up with the choreographies, but it's also teamwork. Sometimes I'll go to practice
mm-hmm.
and I'll collaborate with my dancers and ask, is this working, is this not? They will give me feedback. And I'll just go step back, what do you guys think?
Yes.
And involving them in that way, I feel like they are also, I'm kind of passing on that inspiration that I have onto them.
Mm.
I think they definitely enjoy it because the choreographies that I say we would create, a bit more movement on stage, formation that you wouldn't generally see in Macedonian folk dance, and you can feel it when you dance, the happiness comes out.
Yes.
And, it's just a natural feeling, I guess, that you get. So I would say that the dancers and the audiences do enjoy what we do.
Кореографот на културно-уметничкото друштво Разиграна Македонка од Квимбиен е многу свесен за тоа дека публиката носи своја тежина, кога станува збор за настап, а секако и за кореографија. Тој вели кога ќе успееш да добиеш реакција од публиката, тогаш знаеш дека си поттикнал емоција.
Well, I can understand that your passion to basically think about the audience is really important, especially as you are an art director. How important would you say is it when you're creating a performance to think of the audience?
Yes, I think there's many components to when you're creating a dance. Obviously, it's got to be, we are dealing Macedonian folk dance, so it's got to be Macedonian to start with. You've got to think about the way the dancers feel, and very importantly, the audience. I think what I'm looking for is the wow factor. There are moments in dances, and I spend so much time on the internet watching videos of other groups from the Balkan region, and I always pick up on this, when is the most, at this moment, when the audience is most impressed?
The climax, yes.
Yes, the climax. And I always, I kind of, they're the bits that I'm really interested in, and that's what I study. And then that's what I try and implement in my dances.
Yes.
Because when you get that reaction from the audiences, you've sparked some emotion.
Yes.
You know? And so that's what I kind of try and.
That's right. And that climax is usually supported by that very point in the music as well. So you've got to have those aspects really working parallel.
Specific. I mean, I'm talking like I know everything, but really, I don't really. It's just this, I think it's just, you know, having a bit of understanding of how that happens. It's when, you know, the music aligns, when you could get a bit louder, a bit faster, vocals stop, it could be silence, it could be, you know, silence with just stance steps, or it could be a call or something like that. So it's these really special moments.
Well, all these factors together, they create an emotion in not only the dancers, but in the spectators as well. And emotion is very important when you're performing, isn't it?
Oh, 100%.
Yep.
I think every group strives to do their best. I mean, we're a dance group, but more importantly, we're also friends. And so when you're with your friends, you have fun, naturally. So I think what I say to my dancers and what the other choreographers tell their dancers is, you know, we have to be precise. We have to do the best performance every time, whether it's 10 people or 100 people. It doesn't matter if you're dancing on grass or on a proper stage, but you have to enjoy it, because if you love what you're doing and if you're in that moment and you're dancing with your friends and you look over to your friend and they give you a smile or a wink and you can really react off that, and that means the same reactions will be seen within the audience, hopefully.
Yes.
I think it's,
Well, Dadakwa, thank you so much for chatting with us here at SBS Macedonian. I wish you all the best, and come down and see us again in Melbourne sometime.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Margarita.
Thank you.
SBS на Македонски. Споделете ги нашите приказни на Facebook.